Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On the program today, we will hear from Arkansas's junior U.S. Senator. Incumbent Republican Tom Cotton is running for re-election this fall, and he spoke recently with Roby Brock about the campaign and several other state and national issues. First, though, some news about the region's largest law firm. Kutak Rock, a national law firm headquartered in Nebraska, is relocating its office in Rogers. The company has signed a lease agreement to occupy 11,400 square feet in the $30 million Northgate Plaza office building in Pinnacle Hills. Construction of the 117,000 square foot building was completed earlier this year on West J.B. Hunt Drive. Terry Poole, who is the managing partner for Kutak Rock's three Arkansas locations in Little Rock, Fayetteville, and Rogers, said the firm will take possession of the new office space in mid-November. Kutak Rock opened its Fayetteville office in 2001 with just two attorneys. In February 2016, the company opened a Rogers office on the first floor of the World Trade Center Arkansas building. Kutak Rock has 32 attorneys in Northwest Arkansas. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from U.S. Senator Tom Cotton on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton is running for re-election this year. He is facing a challenge from Libertarian candidate Ricky Harrington. The Democrat who filed in the race, Josh Mahoney, dropped out just a few hours after the filing deadline had passed last year. Senator Cotton sat down recently for a conversation with Talk Business and Politics Editor-in-Chief Roby Brock. They discussed several issues, including the senator's stance on issues 1, 2, and 3 that are on the Arkansas ballot. But not until after this question was asked.
You passed on a Senate debate at Arkansas PBS earlier this week. I'm not sure I ever really heard your reasoning for not attending that debate. Why did you choose not to go?
Well, Roby, I've been serving the people of Arkansas for 6 years now, and I think they know where I stand and what I've been working to do on their behalf, whether it's creating more jobs or cutting taxes or eliminating the mandate in Obamacare that fined over 70,000 Arkansans, protecting our border and protecting our communities from the threat of crime and drugs, working to hold China accountable for unleashing this pandemic on the world. That's the record I've established. It's well known. Arkansans know where I stand, and that's the record I'm happy to take into this fall campaign.
I have seen you campaigning in Iowa and Georgia for some of your Senate colleagues through your Twitter account there. Congratulations, you've been wearing a mask. I appreciate that. There has been some criticism leveled at you, however, from some that say you're not taking this re-election bid seriously. So are you taking this re-election bid seriously enough?
Well, Roby, I've been taking my service in the Senate very seriously for the last 6 years, and I have been working to build a record of accomplishment for Arkansans over those 6 years on creating more jobs and lowering the price of health care and prescription drugs for Arkansans. Now, last year, I was very active out on the campaign trail. We had over 1,000 volunteers working. We had a lot of events. I was out around fairs and festivals across the country. Obviously, this year has been a little different year, unlike any other in politics, just like in every other walk of life, given the pandemic. You know, we haven't been able to have big rallies or go to those fairs and festivals, which have all been canceled. But we still have a very strong volunteer group that is working hard to knock on doors and make phone calls. We're helping people who might want to vote by absentee to get those absentee ballots in. So we are working very hard during this campaign. But it's just a very different kind of year than any of us have obviously ever experienced in politics and every other walk of life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cotton also discussed the U.S. Supreme Court, particularly the nomination and presumed confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Despite the controversy over the timing of the nomination, Cotton says he expects the next time Democrats hold the White House and the U.S. Senate, they will waste little time confirming judicial appointments that may exist.
It shouldn't be a surprise that when the American people elected Donald Trump as president, they knew exactly what kind of judges they would be getting. And then after the Kavanaugh controversy in 2018, which happened just a month before the election, we didn't just hold on to the Republican majority in the Senate, we expanded the Republican majority in the Senate. We were elected to confirm conservative judges to the Supreme Court and the other federal courts, and that's what we're going to do.
Not sure that was the only thing on the ballot in those races,
but
also the math was favorable for you, too. But so conversely, when at some point in time it will happen, the Democrats will control the White House and the U.S. Senate, it will be within their power and legal means to put forth these judicial nominees as well for the Supreme Court. You won't have any problem at all with them doing the same thing that you guys are doing.
And that's the point that Senator McConnell made about the allegations of hypocrisy against him by the Democrats. In 2015 and 16, it was a very different circumstance. We had Republicans elected in 2014 to include here in Arkansas to put the brakes on the final 2 years of the Obama agenda. That included his nominees to the federal courts. So when you have divided government, you shouldn't be surprised that the party that controls the Senate doesn't want to confirm a bunch of judges from the president's party.
Even if they're qualified?
Well, we confirmed some of those judges then when they were qualified.
Well, not a couple of hundred of them, though. So, I mean, there were plenty of vacancies.
But it shouldn't be surprised. And if you have a circumstance in the future with a Republican president and a Democratic Senate, then I suspect the Democratic Senate won't confirm anywhere near 200 judges. And a Democratic president, a Democratic Senate one day in the future, then I suspect they'll confirm more of those judges.
Is that good government, though? I mean, is that the way government should work? I mean, should it be if you control all of the cards and all of the power, your way, but if it's a divided government, you shouldn't compromise?
Well, this touches on a deeper issue about the role the Supreme Court has taken on for itself in our society over the last 50 or 60 years. I think the Supreme Court has extended its reach far beyond what it should be. Most questions should be left to the people, acting through their elected representatives in Washington or in their state legislatures or local governments. The Supreme Court too often, though, has substituted its preferences for elected officials. So it's not surprising that there's so much political tension in these nominations where, 50 or 60 years ago and back to the beginning of the country, these nominees went through sometimes on the same day they were nominated.
Yeah.
That's Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. There's much more of that interview with Roby Brock, and you can watch it over at talkbusiness.net. And sticking with Senator Cotton, both he and President Donald Trump appear well on their way to winning in Arkansas. According to a new Talk Business and Politics Hendricks College poll, 58% of likely voters surveyed say they plan to vote for President Trump. 62% said they will vote for Senator Tom Cotton's reelection. In other news this week, the 7th Annual Northwest Arkansas Technology Summit wrapped up yesterday. The event was held virtually this year with speakers from throughout the state and country. An estimated 1,500 participants registered for the event. And Gerald Harp has died. Harp was the last surviving child of Harp's Food Store's founders, Harvard and Floy Harp, who had four children. Gerald Harp worked for the Springdale grocery store chain for 45 years and retired as chairman and CEO in 2001, not long after he led the deal that transferred ownership of the business to its employees. Gerald Harp was 80 years old. For those stories and more, visit us online at nwabusinessjournal.com and at talkbusiness.net, where you can keep up with our reporting each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.